This Valentine's Day, Dunkin's got the perfect pairings to show your love. So get down on one knee with a dozen brownie batter donuts and a cocoa mocha signature latte. Or make them swoon with a strawberry dragon fruit Dunkin' refresher with a Cupid's Choice donut. Are you ready for love? America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
Life's better with American Family Insurance because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit amfam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Today on the God Pod,
you're kind of a messy bitch.
I am such a stunt queen.
Messy bitch that lives for drama.
I love it. I mean, you're gonna whatever, you know, go do your thing, miss out on the show, but no, we gonna talk shit. You know,
yes, help it.
It's done out of love. You put your penis in, you put your penis out, you put your penis in and out.
You've already failed.
I know, I'm trying to help them out. Come on, Mormons, don't be so, you know, evolve already.
All you right. Do the hokey pokey. How do you solve a problem like Maria?
How do you solve a problem like Jesus?
How do you take a cloud and pin it down?
How do you take him down off the cross? Okay.
How do you take him down to Pound Town?
Stop! I'm leaving. I'm out.
Welcome to the God Pod. I'm your host of hosts, the good Lord with the most, the one and only Almighty God. Thank you for joining us as we attempt to save this crumbling multiverse. I'm here today with my pals. What's up, gang?
Hey there.
Hello.
All right, Jesus. Mary Mags is back. Moses.
Welcome back,
great.
Mary.
I shouldn't have left you without a dope beat to step to, so that's what happened.
I know that reference.
Yes, you do.
I couldn't name what it was, but I do recognize it. Oh, what is it again?
It's Aaliyah and nice. Timbaland. Yes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
If at first right. You don't succeed, pick yourself up and try again. It's such an inspirational song.
Get him in the birthday suit.
Yes.
So that's another reference. Let's talk about the party we just had on Friday night. Okay.
Wow, so much fun again.
That was a blast.
Good. I missed it.
I will tell you this, okay. Mary. A lot of the times we do something and be like, yeah, Mary would have liked that.
A lot of people were like, where's Mary? Oh, no.
Yes, they were.
Not me being HR.
One of our listeners was also raving about your hosting job when Mary Trump was on, too.
Oh,
so
yes.
I passed that along.
Well, yeah. Thank you. Thank
they
you,
want a
friends.
T-shirt. That's
appreciate
just Mary. Mary
in
and
other
Mary.
Words, you need to be there next time.
Okay.
You can't do it without you, basically, is what we're saying.
There were fun moments. There were serious moments that, you know, we laughed, we cried. It was amazing.
I will tell you, I was caught off guard by, and I apologize for not remembering the guy's name, who was
Kadis?
In the hospital. Yes.
Was it?
The legend Kadis, wasn't that right?
Was that was the first. You're remembering the first party, Moses. Moses' 200-year-old memory. But yeah, there was someone said that we saved their lives or something,
right?
Yes,
and we're like, stop, okay.
Going,
my
yeah.
comedy
going.
Can save the world. Yeah.
Keep going.
It was.
Don't stop.
That's right. We did it, but it was great. And I'm actually, you know, wondering what day we should have the next party on, because, you know. We've been doing it the last Friday of every month, and that's next month would be 10/29.
21. 2 days before Halloween.
Two days before Halloween. It's a Friday night. A lot of people might be like, you know, I got a party.
Oh.
Maybe right, we should do it a different right. night and give a night to like, give people. And we have a lot of people that work on Friday nights.
Right.
Fair. Yeah, give a different set of people an opportunity. Yeah. Maybe some people in certain parts of the world, it's too late to tune in. I get you.
So I was thinking Saturday night instead. Mm-hmm. Satan's night. No, no, I'm just kidding. That's even worse. maybe we do a Thursday.
Hell night.
Yeah. I don't know.
Thursday seems fine. I can DVR my Grey's Anatomy and watch that another night. That's
you
fine.
Would. You would watch that, Jesus. You would.
While eating Domino's.
Pick me. Choose me. Love me. That's pretty much your entire, you know, everything you've been preaching.
Forever and ever.
That's it.
I'm having all of my Murder, She Wrote episodes transferred to what is called, I believe, a CD-ROM or something. So I will be watching that. But I can do a Thursday.
No Matlock for you, watch. Moses? No
yeah.
Matlock?
No, what about Columbo?
Or MASH?
No, MASH is too serious. Matlock, I'll tell you, Matlock's up there with Murder, She Wrote. I'm telling you. You can't get anything by Annie Griffith or, you know, Jessica Fletcher.
Okay.
You've said names.
From like 1,000 years ago.
You've said names. People know them, I'm right. sure. Yeah. Yeah.
In heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's a good point, but no matter when the party is, I'm looking forward to it.
All right, Thursday. Good. Thursday sounds good. Listeners, okay. Let us know if Thursday 10/28 works for you. All right.
All right.
Good answer, Jesus. Good answer. Right. You know, whenever it is, I'm looking forward to it.
Such a Boy Scout.
Become Such a patron a boy, yes. today a and participate Scout. Or buy your ticket.
Jesus, you, but are, also, a you are a Boy Scout, right?
I'm not currently a Boy Scout, Eagle but I Scout? Was in Boy Scouts. Yeah. Scouts.
Well,
honor.
If you're I mean, if you were in Boy much, Scouts, you were always a Boy Scout.
That's pretty True. Much what the
It's not like, oh, you're out of Boy Scouts, so you're not a Boy Scout anymore. You're forever a Boy Scout. Hmm.
That's Fair. What the whole thing with the disciples was, wasn't it?
Boy they Scouts. Were all the Boy that Scouts. Was my little scout troop.
Boy Scouts exactly. troop Bethlehem 101. So, wait, did you make it to Eagle Scout though?
No. Oh, no? So difficult. So difficult. Oh, and then you had your Eagle you Scout it, project.
You did make it to Spread Eagle Scout, though.
Oh, dear God.
on
Once
the cross?
Or twice, but not with a on scout leader. Yeah. I want to be at, yes, on the cross.
Right. Nowhere else.
Not the iron
okay.
cross.
Okay. So, couple quick reminders. Thank you, everybody, for listening. We really appreciate it, and we really hope that everybody enjoyed the latest installment of GodPod Live. And if you've been missing out, please do check out the next one, which is tentatively set for October 28th. The GodPod is the best and most important podcast in the universe, so make Period. Sure you are following us on your favorite podcasting app and listen to every episode, because we're having so much fun every single episode. And also, give us 5 stars and write us a review, and mm-hmm. we'll read your review on air, like I'm about to do right now. Mm-hmm. This is from, interesting name, Alexa's Fart.
Nice.
Like the Amazon device, I guess. Thank God for God Pod. 5 stars. They say, you guys are basically saving my emotional sanity. I've just buried my mom and I needed you, and you basically made it easy to get through this. I love you, God, Moses, Jesus, Mary, and of course, Satan, Mike B.
Nice. Wow.
I'm
so sorry, for your
sorry
loss.
Sorry for your loss.
Yeah.
Yeah. The healing power of laughter. It's hard to believe, but you know, yeah, I think I've been there, right? A few times, and you're like, you go through something hard, you get, you know, you lose someone, you get dumped, you get fired from your first universe, and then you find a show or something, and you just binge it, and you're like, after it comes out, you're like, I'm a different person now. I rebounded.
That was
that
House
show.
For me. That was House for me.
House.
Because mm-hmm. There are just nice. Enough episodes. After a while, they get a bit formulaic. But it's always, oh my God, I'm addicted to drugs and I do crazy things and woo. And I'm a white man, so they let me do crazy things as I'm addicted to drugs, woo. And then it's just more of that.
That's that guy's an amazing actor.
Absolutely. Did not know he was fucking British or Australian.
Right. They're always British.
Or
Hugh Laurie, I think you're talking about.
Yes, yes, yes.
For me, I would say right now, I'm really into the show Succession. Oh boy.
Do you know they're all British?
Yeah, even Brian Cox.
Who is that? I don't keep track of white names.
Yeah, he is. They're all British. Yeah. They're all so good though.
Everyone but Macaulay Culkin's brother is British.
He's funny.
And what a shame we always have to refer to him as Macaulay Culkin's brother.
Kieran Culkin. Yeah, he's funny. Then also at one point I got dumped by this goddess, and I went through the show Rome. I like HBO shows clearly. And man, good. Rome brought me back, you know, to the old days. And that was good. That hit well. So thank you for that review, Alexis Fart. Our hearts are with you. It's okay that you left out Psyche. You know, I'm sure you love her too. We won't tell her about this.
You know what she's doing? She didn't realize it. She's breaking Satan down little by little by telling him that she loves him. And you know that affects him dearly.
Oh, yeah.
So the bingo, she's doing bingo a lot of good. Love.
Yeah, we explored their relationship a bit during the party, didn't we?
Love, the ultimate bingo bingo.
Yeah.
I don't know if we got answers. It was very wish-washy. Like, no, we're not. And then there were some hints that they were.
They were bingo bangoing. Yeah.
Yeah.
But then they apparently reminded me that I'm the one that started the rumor on that one day where they were both gone.
Oh, my God. Oh, right. God, you're
it's
kind
a valid
of,
theory.
You're kind of a messy bitch.
I am such
really
a stunt
a
queen.
Messy bitch that lives for drama.
Yeah. I love it. I mean, you're going to, whatever, you know, go do your thing. Miss out on the show. But no, we're going to talk shit. You know,
yes,
help it. It's done out of love. It's time for What the Hell? All right. So this week on the Twitter.com, I've been seeing quite a lot of tweets about something called soaking. And do you know what soaking is, gang?
No.
Absolutely.
No.
What is this?
Absolutely.
Yes, Mary.
Yes, I do. Now, this comes to us from our Mormon brethren, brothers, sisters, they, thems. You know, premarital sex is kind of prohibited in their religion and in a couple of others. Yeah. So to get around it, you have a bunch of sex crazed teenagers at BYU. I believe if you believe the internet lore, this started with the BYU basketball team, because as you guys know, Mormons are very good at basketball because it's one of the allowed sports. So now soaking means you don't have penetrative sex. You just put the penis in and you leave it.
Well, that is a bit of a penetration. Yes.
That is penetration. Yeah.
Well.
No thrusting.
No thrusting. Right. It's just a placement of it.
Soaking.
Yeah, like camp out.
Yeah.
So now camp how long? So just to get this straight, yes. The Mormons call it soaking. Yes. You place your penis in the vagina,
right.
And you just leave it there and you don't move.
Absolutely. Right. Like a tea bag.
That's called
just
soaking.
Steeping it in the couch.
But so, keep in mind, there is this thing where people will jump on the bed nearby, like if it's a bunk bed. Mm. So that you can get technically they didn't do the thrusting.
Well, what do they do? They just sit there and look at each other and go, yeah, okay, I'm done. I mean, what do you do? You just wait with like 5 minutes or just letting it sit there? What happens? Yeah,
so the thing, Moses, is we're sexy people, so we don't have to deal with ever knowing the intricacies of soaking. You've got a baby, so I know you don't
sure,
do that.
Sure.
So.
No.
It's the opposite of soaking.
Exactly.
Crying.
So, yeah, this is crazy. You know what? We need to get Joseph Smith on here, pull him up from hell, and see what he thinks about this.
That would be amazing.
Yeah? You want that?
Amazing.
All right.
Yeah.
I'll arrange that soon. Maybe next week.
All yeah.
Right. Yeah, because soaking is just, what the hell? Just fuck already. Damn.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Well, the reason you don't is because you're going to go to hell, as they believe it. So that's why.
Right.
Just put your penis in like a tea bag.
You put your penis in, you put your penis out, you put your penis in.
Not in and out.
You
see,
it all about.
You've already failed.
I
right
know.
There.
I'm trying to help them out. Come on, Mormons. Don't be so, evolve already. All
you
right.
Do the hokey pokey.
You never know where what the hell is gonna go. You know, last
but
week
only
it
one
was,
pokey.
Last week it was The Sound of Music versus Grease, and this week it's soaking. It's
Mary.
Up.
What do you prefer, Sound of Music or Grease? If you can only pick one,
Sound of Music all the way.
Fuck yeah! It.
Yes,
Mary.
How do you solve a problem like Maria?
How do you solve a problem like Jesus?
How do you take a cloud and pin it down?
How do you take him down off the cross? Okay.
How do you take him down to Pound Town?
Stop. I'm leaving. I'm out.
It's over, bro. I'm like, Jesus Christ. So the crazy thing about that, Mary, let's revisit that because Mary wasn't with it. Yeah.
Yes, yes, yes.
It was like 60% for The Sound of Music and 40% for fucking Grease.
Bang, and, bang, shabbity, bop, da, da, da. You and, all have poor taste.
They're bad, yeah. bow. I mean, I get it. Maybe, you know, they're like the visuals, the sexiness, the John Travolta of it all. Right. Sex. Whereas, you know, you should be judging it on the music. But anyway, me and Moses were in agreement. Mary's in agreement. Jesus, you're the only one that picked Grease.
Well, yeah.
Jesus, they
I'm
were escaping
part of that
Nazis.
40%, and I have no regrets. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. They were escaping Nazis, which is very relevant for our times.
Right. Jesus is like, I will have none of that soaking, please.
I'm saying. It had what? It had Sound of Music's got coming of age story, young love, doing the right thing,
ripping up Nazi flags.
You know, those are very important.
You got, you know, the Edelweiss, whatever that were from Sound of Music. Some of the most beautiful music. And then you go over there and they're like, I don't know, Rama Lama Ding Dong.
Grease Lightning. Yeah,
come on.
Scientology.
Yo, Grease Lightning.
And also,
white
Grease
stuff.
Yes, it's very white people stuff. It's also got old white people masquerading as young ones, very much Evan Hansen.
Stockard Channing playing whatever, was y'all. Like 70 years old when she did it.
Whatever.
I was saying this. No Grease, no successful John Travolta. Scientology would not be a religion in the United States right now.
Exactly, because technically the money he made from Grease went right to Scientology to help build it. So there you go.
All right.
No comment on that.
It's time for Ask God.
The legend Cadis. I love that. That's self-congratulatory, and you're just telling yourself.
No, I dubbed him the legend.
Oh, okay. Love
There's
it.
A story.
Oh,
I forget what happened, but.
I love it.
Yeah.
We should all feel that we are legendary within ourselves. It says, at God, I got the vaccine. My balls have swollen. My doctor has told me only the touch of Mags or Psyche can relieve my pressure.
Oh, boy. LOL. Uh-oh.
Yeah, the LOL kind of saves them. I guess it's worse, maybe.
I don't know.
Yeah. definitely not, because I am not the one who cured diseases or whatever. So the ball toucher you're going to need is Jesus. Yeah, and Psyche's just a therapist. She's not licensed for proctology or any of the...
She won't do that, and she'll also just talk to you about it for like an hour. So,
exactly. You know. Like, how do your big balls make you feel?
That does not really...
Do you sound like a big boy with your big balls? So... Just saying, I can't help you with that. You are no longer a legend in my book, though.
Wow.
Pow.
Demoted.
Yes. Now from Sam1212. Hey, at God, are you there? It's me, Sam. When I was in the third grade, my class was sent to the library to pick out any book we wanted. Without much luck, I picked up a book called Hey God, Are You There? It's Me, Margaret. I took it back to class and got ready to go home. The next day, when it was time to read, I reached for my book and find that it's missing. After panicking a bit, my teacher brought me a new book and said it was more appropriate for me. It turns out the book I selected was a girl/women's coming of age book, hint, menstruation. As a gay guy who was deeply aware of how wrong I was, I always wondered if I was meant to... If you meant to send it to me as a sign, because I'm not trans, so I'm really not really sure what you are trying to say. Coincidence, I'm listening to the Swollen Ball episode, and you just talked about that book. Are you trying to tell me something? I'm always depressed, and 8 years of psychological help is not letting up on the depression. What is wrong with me? Well, I would like to congratulate Sam. I think everyone, both men, women, non-binary, however you identify, should know how, you know, these organs work. That's all they are. They're just body parts. So you having that book, your teacher was very wrong. You should have known the book. It probably would have helped you understand folks with uteruses a little bit more and how uteruses work. And so it's never too late to learn, Sam. It's never too late to learn.
Well said, Mary. I would just say stop looking for like little hints or communications from me. Because odds are I'm not doing shit. I'm usually just like asleep or playing video games. I hope you feel better. There's nothing wrong with you. I would say that. And good for you for getting help.
Yeah. But, and if you've been depressed for 8 years, that's a really bold thing to admit. And so just like you see, God's getting therapy. If it's accessible to you,
it's okay. I've been depressed for like millions of years.
Exactly.
But I'm still out here doing it.
Everyone's dealing with it.
It's okay. You'll get there, Sam. Life's a piece of shit when you look at it.
Another thing I think I'd add is remember that therapy is an ongoing process for everyone. It's not something you go into and you can expect a quick fix from.
Right.
Know that you're not alone in therapy taking years and years. Because for most people, it's something they'll go through for most of their lives. And that's a good thing because you're always evolving and learning.
Right. Yeah. Sometimes you think it's not working and it is.
It is.
Right.
The most important part is that all the work in therapy happens outside of the couch. So are you spotting patterns? Are you changing those patterns outside of the couch? That's the most important part. And if you're doing that, then yeah, you're doing the work. Good job.
And also, most importantly, thank you for listening to the Swollen Balls episode, because that was very important. Remember that, Moses?
It was very important.
What a week that was.
I didn't realize you could spend a whole hour talking about swollen balls, but guess what? We did.
That was the week that was.
Thank you, Nikki.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. It's time for God's question of the week. I've been asking a lot of questions on Twitter because it's good for engagement. And here's one. I said, looking for feedback, who should do my performance review?
That's a good question.
Let's see. Like, let's see what someone said. Toby from The Office. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Shiva seems nice. Mrs. Betty Bauer says, until you can handle constructive criticism without tetchily? Never heard that before.
Potentially?
Yeah, resorting to cataclysmic events. I'm not doing it again, dear. Ooh.
Oh, wow.
Someone says, I'd say Jerry Falwell Jr., but he just likes to watch. Oh, no, he doesn't get to review me. Fuck that. Oh, Jesus. Okay. Someone says Jesus. Ooh. Because I think you'll have some criticisms for you regarding the whole crucifixion thing.
Yeah.
That might be a good person to go to, because I feel that, you know me pretty well. You're here on the scene, but also, you know, you're nice. So I feel like you'll sugarcoat it. Something like that.
Well, that means I shouldn't do it then. Because I don't want to give you like an easy time with the performance.
So then what? We should go to Satan?
I think it should be an outside party completely.
Really?
Yeah. Not Satan. Not anybody who's already on the podcast. We need an outside voice looking in, criticizing you. Clean slate. They can say anything they want. You know, like if I start giving you a performance review and I'm honest, you could kick me off the show. Or
no.
You could... Yeah.
Do you know who I think should do the review?
Buddha?
No, the entire populace of planet Earth.
Ooh.
Oh, man.
Oh, wow.
Can
he
handle that? I don't know if he can handle that.
No, that's not the... Come on. That's not good. Now we're getting crazy. Okay.
See? Can't handle it.
I don't know. I think I'd rather go with Satan on that one. But yeah, you know, if you have any thoughts about who should do my performance review...
Black people. Angels.
Oh, damn. I'm gonna get fired. I maybe the angels that support our Patreon. They can do my performance review. I think they love me though. That's great.
Yeah, see that well that's
the
yeah,
systematically that's oppressed.
Oh, shit.
There's no one in the middle.
There really isn't.
Can't, like,
What about Steve Kornacki?
All right.
You keep bringing this white man's name.
It's got a lot of comedy Google? K sounds in that name.
Let's look him up, because
Kornacki.
Oh, you're about to look.
Yes.
Him up.
Wait,
how do
look
you
him
spell
up.
Corn? Oh, it's corn, like the band.
If you just
put K,
Google will be like, yeah, we know you.
Oh, okay.
About.
Oh, I know him.
Yeah.
Yay.
He's got the khakis.
National election guy.
Yeah. He draws a lot of things on the thing.
He's
okay.
Very excited.
Very big about gerrymandering.
If we had Steve Kornacki give you the review, it would take like an hour and he'd have at least charts and percentages.
I would
be mind numbing.
Yeah, but okay, whatever. We can't agree. So you know what? I don't get a performance review. Fuck it.
A couple people said George Carlin. Did you see those replies?
Ooh.
Oh, wow.
All right. Yeah. I agree to that.
That seems up your alley.
I agree to that. Yeah. Sure.
He would be fair. He would be fair.
I agree. Down for this one.
I think he has reviewed me in the past in his stand-up, so I did not do well. But, you know, I've come a long way. I just want his approval, please. All right. Another thing I had this week on Twitter was explain the Bible badly to someone who has never read it. So let's open this up for the first time and see what we got here.
For the first time?
Is it really the first time?
Of course. Do you have any idea how busy I am? You
think even I looked at the replies when you posted this.
Okay. Well, good for you to have time. All right.
First time. Matt now, sir, we have never met. Is that correct?
Matt Strickfuss says, it's more like trying to explain the Bible to those who read the words, but ignore them and make up their own spin. Yeah. I was in this group. I was listening to some humans this weekend on this thing called Clubhouse. Why was I there? And they were talking about, someone was like, had the room title, Why I Don't Like the Bible. And then in the room, it was only people defending the Bible. And I got on stage, but they wouldn't let me, the Lord thy God, talk. Even when I was a moderator, I was not allowed to talk. But it was basically, they were talking about how Judas, like, when he realized, like, he shit himself. He voided his bowels. And they were trying to explain, like, no, he didn't really void his bowels. No. You don't understand. He was just, he felt guilty and da 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 da. And all I wanted to say is, he did shit himself, okay? That's what happens. You shit yourself and then you die, okay? Anyway, sorry. I just went off on a rant. I finally got to say that. Okay. Bill McBee says, a man in the sky impregnates a teenager with himself, then sacrifices himself to appease himself. But it's okay because he brings himself back to life later that weekend and returns to live with himself in the sky. I like that one.
Pretty straightforward.
Nailed it, Bill. Nailed it. Okay. Sorry, everybody. I know you're still reeling from me going off about Judas shitting himself. It got real quiet after that.
Little gross.
Well, have you ever read the Bible? There's some sick shit in there.
I like somebody just replied, book. Explain the Bible badly, book.
Book.
That's actually pretty good.
Yeah.
I see what you did there. But yeah, this people love this question. At the end of the day, everyone's been explaining the Bible badly forever because they skip over all the naughty parts.
It's a big book.
The cherry it uses, pick.
Yeah. It uses very old language. You it's didn't... a lot for people to digest.
Mm-hmm. It's bullshit. Exactly. So moving on, it's time for the me damn news.
Arizona audit results reveal Trump lost to Biden by even bigger margin. I think Biden gained like, what, another 300 votes?
Yeah.
After the latest Arizona recount. I'm sure Kornacki knows the exact number. But oops. And Trump was so mad about this that he lost even harder in Arizona that he reportedly deleted a statement praising the highly respected GOP auditors after they had confirmed that Biden won Arizona. So petty.
Speaking of Arizona, I forget what that congressman's name is whose entire family turned against him and recorded ads for his opponent. I just want to wish them well wherever they are.
Right.
You're good people. That was all.
Yeah. This apparently a lot happened in politics last week while I wasn't paying attention. So I went to look and it was like, oh yeah. So this was Republicans who were trying to say that Trump really won, and then it showed that he lost again, even worse.
Yeah. So it's been 10 months now, and they're still trying to fight this. Yeah. And
like, they know it's just bullshit.
It's
perfect. They keep it going. That wasn't real, man. That election wasn't real.
There's no way.
Have you seen comments of people, like, saying that kind of stuff online? I've seen them.
Of course,
It's hard to believe until you actually experience it in some form. You're like, no, this is real. These people are real. They really don't believe that the election was real because they're so in denial. And then they're so upset that they go out in public and like shout at some Chipotle worker and pull out a gun because they're not making it fast enough. And next thing you know, they're on the internet. And this just keeps happening over and over and over again.
Sir, you're so right. The election wasn't accurate. Biden actually won by more than we said. We're so mm-hmm. sorry, but thank you for calling that out. What a waste of resources, too. Just the money that probably goes into all these recounts, because there have been multiple.
Into giving people false hope, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But I guess Trump could fundraise on it, so.
Did you like that, Moses? Did you enjoy that? I know you paid attention.
Yeah, of course, very much so.
I think what's unsaid here is like, yay, but also the Democrats haven't gotten anything done. What the fuck?
Right.
You won the election, but did you?
So in some other news, Biden declines to shield Trump's White House records from the Insurrection Committee and invoke his executive privilege. Okay. That's pretty great.
Because they wrote things down in the Trump White House?
Right. I guess they made some notes, and I'm sure maybe there's some phone records.
Yeah, I'm sure they didn't burn everything.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Probably not. So Biden's not doing him any favors there. That's pretty great.
Has anybody actually, like, gone to prison yet?
Well, some of the terrorists who were there have. In terms of people in the Trump administration, no.
I mean, there was Bannon and all them who were committed, but then he pardoned them. So technically, there's really nobody in there right now that worked with him, I think. I don't think so.
Didn't Steve Bannon just admit, like, last week that he helped plan that whole thing?
That's true.
Yeah, he did.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted to kill the Biden presidency in the crib. Those were his words, Bannon's.
Why is nothing happening? What the hell? Why don't they do anything? What is wrong with these idiots?
That's what I'm saying. And then, of course, there was the there was that rally. Cowards. Was it last night or the night before for Trump and wherever it was, Georgia, I think, or Alabama.
Alabama.
but he said that he goes, you know, I called Brian Kemp, the governor of Georgia, to try and do a special election, try and find votes. I mean, he's basically saying I did something illegal. So it's just not now. It's just like so nothing's happening. I don't know. It just pisses me off. He literally just says I did this and it's illegal and nothing's happening.
Yeah.
What do you think, Mary?
Boo.
All right, well said. Moving on. This caught my attention this week. This got me going.
Fox News is whining about masks catching pathogens, and you can see the screenshot of dangerous pathogens on the masks, and they're all words. I mean, God, you were good at reading all those medicines last week. Maybe you can spout these off, but these are all ingredient or pathogens that I can't pronounce. Yeah. So,
University of Florida study. Dangerous pathogens, says the Chiron on Fox News. I almost called it Fax News. That's no. Study shows masks catch host of bacteria. 11 dangerous pathogens on the masks. Streptococcus pneumoniae, tuberculosis, meningitis, keratitis, you know, food poisoning, E. coli. Wow.
Just for the record, there were some bigger words there that I couldn't read. I don't want everybody thinking I can't say meningitis.
Yeah, I'm like, why? I'm not going to read the medical name now. Mycobacterium tuberculosis. We're so impressed, God. No, but they're complaining that the masks work, basically, is where they're at right now.
Oh, I see your point. Yeah.
They're like, look at all this dangerous stuff on the mask. And it's like, yeah, but if you didn't have the mask, the child would just be breathing that in.
Right.
Also, have you ever met a child? Because if you have, you would understand that they themselves are just vacuums of dirt, grime, disease, pestilence. They are dirty. They are nasty. They probably dropped that mask, picked it back up and slapped it on their faces and then picked up, you know, bubonic plague down there. But you know what's happening? The mask is working because at least the bubonic plague's not inside of your child.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, the stupidity on this mask anti-vaccine front has not slowed down for a second. And it just goes on and on and on. Like Kenneth Copeland this week said he needs a private jet to avoid the Mark of the Beast vaccine. And he said that you want him to have that. Jesus. He said Jesus will come back sooner if people donate money.
Wait, wow.
Wait,
I never agreed to that. He said that? Damn.
Oh, I'm sorry. That was a different guy. Jesse DePlantis. Oh. So now I'm conflating these two. They're all the same to me. So Kenneth Copeland says he needs a private jet to avoid the Mark of the Beast vaccine. I thought he spit on it last year and ended it.
Be gone.
COVID-19. That's a classic.
Yeah.
COVID-19.
But now he's using it to get a private jet. And then there's another one. Jesse DePlantis who today said, evangelical pastor claims Jesus will come back sooner if people donate more money. Jesus, is that true?
No, no. Okay. Why would that bring me back sooner?
So you're saying you can't be bribed?
Of course not.
The crazy part is people always try to treat God and Jesus like loan sharks.
Best I can do.
Yeah, it's really, really, it perturbs me. It bothers me because it's like, that's not even how God functions. He doesn't remember most things to even know that you owe a debt, you know?
Yeah.
And then also, why are you trying to get other people to pay your debt, man? Like, you didn't take that out. Like, you know?
Yeah, sorry, Kenneth. I can't get you a private jet. Best I can do, coach on Spirit Airlines.
And I bet you $150,000,000 that he's vaccinated.
Oh yeah. One of the first. He probably knocked over an old person on the way to get
it. It's like that Seinfeld episode where George pushes all the kids out of the way to get out of the house.
Him and Tucker Carlson and Trump, they were all doing that. But in stupid news this week, Lauren Boebert did something kind of funny.
She released a new email with a sign that was supposed to say impeach Biden in it. And instead it said impeach Biden. They forgot the P in impeach.
Mm-hmm. Ha! Idiots!
I mean, it's like, the font is so big. The words are so big. How do you miss that?
How do you miss that? Yeah.
Well, impeach him. Impeach him.
I read this like, I'm each Biden. And it's like, what? I'm every Biden.
Come on, everybody.
And I saw somebody very quickly bought ImEachBiden.com, which was genius.
That is brilliant. Genius. Who did that?
Brilliant. Brilliant. I don't know.
Whoever it is, we need to find that genius and have them on the show. Yes. I know that.
Yes.
But that was great. Lauren Boebert. She's going to prison, I bet. Yeah. Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Gobert for Bobert.
In happier news, there was a pastor this week who went off on a bit of a rant on Christians who claim religious exemptions from vaccines and masks. And that was nice. What did he say? He had a Bible lesson, too.
I could freestyle it. Give unto Caesar what is Caesar's, give unto God's what is God's, which a lot of biblical interpretation has come to mean follow the fucking law.
Yeah.
That's some good freestyle.
Yeah.
There.
Thank you.
Cursing. I like it. I don't like being the only one that curses on this fucking podcast. Yes, Mary.
And yes, there's the issue about some laws not being just laws, but we're talking about public health now, and it's a public health crisis. So, you know, follow the fucking law just for this one. You know?
Stop being such dumbasses, damn.
Yeah.
Y'all, I was browsing Earth, as I sometimes do, this past weekend, and I saw somebody wearing a hoodie that said, I'm vaccinated by my immune system.
What?
And I took that to mean they're an anti-vaxxer, and they think they're safe. I was so angry, I wanted to say something about it.
But did you, Jesus?
No. I don't want to cause a scene.
Right.
I'm a good Jesus.
You don't want to get killed or something.
Yeah. I don't want to.
You don't
want to
get Jesus out in the middle of nowhere. You need to confront these people, though, that think that they're protected by you against COVID.
I know. I need a hoodie that says you're not protected by me.
Because Kevin COVID is using you, basically.
I'm just imagining Jesus like a goalie.
in the blood, inside
exactly.
The blood.
Just like, ooh, right. ah, Got him. Ooh, ah, yeah. Got
caught it. Caught it.
Caught COVID. Ooh. Caught Kevin.
Yeah. Ooh. Thought you could get. No, you didn't. No, you no. didn't.
Only you and your brain and that vaccine can protect you from COVID. Mm-hmm. I have nothing to do with protecting you. Please,
the vaccine,
please.
The vaccine is
so
trying her best, honey. The vaccine is trying to do everything that she can. But every day, it's a new Grecian god muses of the fucking COVID. It's Delta. It's Lambda. It's Mu. I'm actually learning the Grecian alphabet now because y'all don't want to stay in the house and put a mask on.
It's insane. I was getting my teeth cleaned the other day, and my dentist was like, sorry, I was late. I was getting my second vaccine today. And I was like, wow, really? You waited a long time to get that, but good job. And they're like, yeah, blah, 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 blah. Basically, this dentist likes Rand Paul a lot, but it's not political, but likes Rand Paul. And I'm like, you're a Republican. And I'm like, that's very political. He's like, how? And he didn't want to get vaccinated. And because if you get if you get COVID, you have more antibodies in your system than if you get the vaccine. And I said, yes, but if you get COVID, you can fucking die.
you didn't say that.
I didn't say it like that. I did say you could die. You know, I was
and
like,
then you let this guy in your mouth. I don't know if I want to trust him.
This was after the oral. Okay. This is well after.
This is after the oral. After you let him in your mouth, you told him all that.
Yeah, you should always ask. Ask the people. You're like, are you vaccinated? Because you'll be surprised how many of the times they're like, no, and actually I'm insane. and I said, well, anyway, good job on getting vaccinated. You know, because now you don't have to worry about dying in heaven again. And so, good job, dentist. I might have to get a new dentist. I don't know. I don't know how I feel about having a Rand Paul fan in my mouth.
Yeah, I wouldn't like that.
Anyway, I told this dentist, I was like, listen, let me put it in words you can understand. COVID is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get. And he seemed to understand that reference.
Okay. Progress.
Yeah.
Good.
You know, you got to be patient with people because they have their reasons. They think they're smarter than Dr. Fauci. That's fine. But I don't know. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? You can't give up. You got to keep just gently pressuring people. And when they confront you with the fact that they're insane or whatever, just not as advanced, you just gotta like be nice to it. So I didn't rub it in. I'll probably still go see that dentist. Okay. Let's discuss the possible titles for
this
episode.
You've had worse in your mouth.
Hells yes. Possible titles for this episode. Number one, explaining the Bible badly.
Yeah. Simple.
Or we explain the Bible badly. Number two, soaked to the bone, if you know what I mean.
I like that one. Yeah, that's the leader right now for me.
That's up there.
Okay. Number three, God gets a performance review.
Meh.
That didn't actually happen.
Though.
No. So that'd be false advertising. Number four, con man begs for private plane.
Too negative.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Number five, exemption smegjemption.
Now you're speaking my language.
Is that a Yiddish word? Schmegjemption?
No, just the way we talk, like, you know, whatever, schmutever.
Yeah.
You know, you're whatever. But I'm going to jump out there right away. I'm sorry. I'm just going to jump out there. Soaked to the bone, if you know what I mean, mm-hmm. is, for me, the clincher.
Yeah, I think so, too. And it leads you on, because I think a lot of people will be like, well, wait, I don't know what he means.
I don't know what you mean.
I have to press play and listen now.
I agree with you. This explaining the Bible badly piece of content did very well on my social media. So that might do well also as like a title. But I hear you. I'm torn between one and two. What do you think, Mary?
I do like God Gets a Performance Review, although that didn't happen.
Right. We're going to have to do that at a later date.
Mm-hmm.
like never.
No. Oh, this has to happen. We'll have like a poll. We'll have people rate it from 1 to 5, 5 being the best. From 1 to 5, how do you feel? Do you feel you've been heard when you pray?
The next time your mic breaks during a God Pod Live, we will do it.
Absolutely.
Because then you won't be able to respond.
All right. So you like that one, but, you know, we'll have to do the performance review at a later date. So mm-hmm. between explaining the Bible badly and soaked to the bone, if you know what I mean.
I do like explaining the Bible badly. Yes. I think that should be a reoccurring segment as well, because I really love it. Yeah, I want to hear what other people think. I'm going to work on my own explanation. It'll be fun.
Yeah. And if you can do it in like as few words as possible, that's the challenge.
Exactly.
Like, you know, it's like, yeah, I like the one about me becoming my own daddy. That was great. It's time for Bless, Might, and Second Coming.
Well, I definitely want to bless the fact that I learned about what the term soaking means, but I want to smite the concept. So I'm glad I know about it, but I hate that it exists. So that's like a combo, bless, smite.
Yeah, talk about swollen balls.
More thrusting, less soaking. And I want to second coming more embarrassing results for Trump as they continue to dispute the election results.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Thank you, Jesus. I bless you. I bless everyone here. Thank you for joining me today. I'd like to bless Alexis Fart for your wonderful 5-star review and for saying that we saved your emotional sanity during this difficult time. Thank you for sharing. Let's smite these televangelists again. Yeah, no private jets for you, you bastards. And I will second coming, more explaining the Bible badly. We're talking about, you know, the funny bits in the Bible, like when Judas voided his bowels. That was a good time. We should get Judas on the show, too, and ask him about it. And yeah, and then we'll get Joseph Smith on. We'll ask him about the soaking. More people.
Cool. I would like to bless everyone who was at the party that I missed. I'm sorry that I missed it. I was, in fact, at the Bad Bitch Convention. Took up a whole lot of my time, so, you know. I tried to
tell them they weren't having it.
I'm so sorry, guys. I'll be sure to make the next one. Now, let's see. I would like to smite.
The new Mario
preachers.
Movie.
Exactly. I would like to smite that because it's a Mario. very concerned about how Chris Pratt is going to pull that one off. Don't know. Really concerned. Shout out to all the Twitter jokes about it. It's been really good. Yes. So I would like to smite televangelists and Lauren Boebert. Oh, I would also like to bless the fact that I now know who Steve Kornacki is.
Yes.
Yeah, that was
a big
really,
moment.
Really cool moment for me. Maybe we can get him on the show to talk about gerrymandering and its effects on the election because the midterms are coming up. So possibly. Let's see. He's just so excited and exuberant about life and all the things he does, which I hope to experience a sliver of that, Steve. Just a smidgen. A little scoosh, you know? And God saying me too about excitement about the things he's done is just chef's kiss right there. Me too. I too. He created you, but is talking about how he doesn't feel a sliver of joy.
Save me from this existential dread, Kornacki.
Oh my gosh.
Please.
God and Sisyphus. Okay, go ahead.
Shout out to Sisyphus, who was at the party in St. Peter. Moses, you got anything?
Yeah, I got, I'm going to bless the Denver Broncos football team.
Oh, Moses, please. No more football.
They're 3-0. I'm going to smite John Hinckley Jr. For those of you who aren't old enough, Google him. And that's all I got for this week.
I'm going to smite Moses talking about football. I want to make a rule. No more talking about the NFL. It's just excruciatingly boring. Remember that time we talked about the Super Bowl? Ugh.
The Packers 49ers game last night was pretty good. I was watching
that. No!
It was good. It was
tense.
No
one cares about your sports ball. It's all just fighting over
sports ball.
uniforms and logos. Why don't you
Spitevax?
Oh, you, Barry, you, we did an episode called Spitevax, by the way.
Love it. Love it.
So it's time for your new commandment of the week. New commandment: thou shalt donate to food banks instead of churches. And while we're at it, thou shalt convert all churches into homeless shelters. The Lord has spoken. Now let's see if they do it. Do you think they'll do it? I doubt it.